Proponents of guaranteed income says it helps lift people out of poverty by giving them extra cash to meet their basic needs, free from the restrictions tied to other welfare programs like housing or food subsidies. But during a public hearing this week, Republican State Representative Amy Binsfield of Sheboygan argued guaranteed income discourages work.
We should not be asking the taxpayers to fund another handout on top of the already taxpayer-funded benefits.
Binsfield introduced a bill this month to block local governments from using public money for guaranteed income. Currently, Madison is the only Wisconsin city running such a program. But Binsfield says that project would still be allowed under her bill because Madison's year-long pilot is funded by private donations. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.